This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Jump right into it. It's Sunday, June 28th, the year's 2020. We are 127 days out from this incredibly important historic election. The news sites are Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And we are going to be opening the phones up in the second hour to discuss whatever issue or news report or story you would like to particularly get into. But again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, June 28th, 2020 transmission with 127 days out from the election. Obviously, the quickening's here. There's more news every time to cover. I think the best way for me to do this is just read you some headlines. Trump tweets video with white power chant, then deletes it. And it's a bunch of old white people in Florida yelling at other old white people, calling them Nazis and fascists and all this. And a guy jokes and says, yeah, white power back. And they go, oh, my God, Trump, it's white power. And like a 10-minute video, there's a few seconds of him saying that as a joke back. Why is Sacha Baron Cohen able to run around and say throw Jews down wells and kill black people? And people go, oh, well, that's just a joke. But when it's an old white dude in Florida responding to someone calling him a Nazi, and they go, yeah, Heil Hitler back, it's obviously a joke. But speaking of Sacha Baron Cohen, he's been caught in a giant Jussie Smollett false flag. And because he got caught red-handed doing it, the media is defending it and lying about it. But you want to know about being sued. You want to talk about criminal activity, civil and criminal. Cohen has done it. We talked to Oath Keepers that was there. We talked to the organizers. We've got him on tomorrow. Could have had him on today, but I want to be able to give him more time. This is only a two-hour show. The weekday show, 11 to 3, is 4 hours. They had armed men take over and start screaming racist stuff. They had armed men there premeditatedly so that the people couldn't stop him when he started doing all of his anti-Semitic and anti-Asian stuff. This guy is a monster criminal. And you notice he went on the ADL last November and said, ban Alex Jones, arrest the big tech heads that don't serve him. And he went on to say, end free speech in America. Oh, but now that he got caught taking over this event and hijacking it criminally, oh, the media's like, oh, you can't take a joke. Ha, ha, ha. This is unbelievable. He took over with armed men. He had police there on the payroll. He had an ambulance. They totally hijacked through criminal fraud and took over a Reopen America event, and now they're calling it a right-wing extremist militia event. Nothing against the militia, it's the Constitution, but they're misrepresenting. You talk about criminal conspiracy, and this evil Count Dracula lookalike wants to suck out our free speech. Damn you to hell, Sacha Baron Cohen. You're not even an American. But you come over here and you use our First Amendment to try to set people up while you call for getting rid of it, and then you hide behind it when you're caught in criminal activity, dressed up in a hayseed outfit. Remember back when Rand Paul was running for the Senate, and they caught people dressed up in overalls and with literal hayseeds in their mouth saying, I don't like blacks, I don't like Mexicans. And it turned out the guy was on the main campaign board of the guy running against Rand Paul. These people are sick. And they've woken up a lot of folks with this latest Bubba Smollett NASCAR situation. Because it turns out every one of those damn stalls had that. It wasn't a noose. A noose closes. This wasn't a noose. Everybody's gone in their garage, and most people have the very same rope. And they're like, whoa. In fact, one of our crew members, dad is black. And it totally woke him up about all this because he's a mechanic, and his garage hangs the same damn rope. He's not putting it up there for the KKK. This is out of control brainwashing in an attempt to make us all kill each other. We're going to hit so many angles today, so many facets. It's one hell of a transmission. The only reason we're still on air despite all the attacks is because of you. So don't call up thanking me. I want to thank you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Sunday, June 28th. The year is 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are 127 days out from the election. I'm going to have open phones in the second hour tonight. We're here every Sunday for the last 15 years. Hardly it's been that long, 4 to 6 p.m. And weekdays, I've been on for 24 years from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central and on air total for 26 years. Thank you so much again for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. To say all hell's breaking loose is an understatement. Let me just read you a few headlines here. Live updates. Arizona, Florida, Texas, our latest coronavirus epicenters. And that's where they're doing the heavy testing, but you notice death rates are way down. Texas has lost only 2,400 people, and almost all of them had pre-existing conditions, and it turns out didn't die of coronavirus. But we're told we're all evil. We're told it'd be 2.5 million dead by now. It's only 100,000 dead. But again, we're told be heroes, stay locked down forever. This is about killing our economy. That's coming up. And we've got a bunch of raw footage. It all streamed out live for 3 hours earlier today. That's on InfoWars.com and Band.Video. But the highlights we're going to be airing when we start the second hour today, and that was Owen Schroyer, myself, and about 500, conservatively, amazing patriots that came from all over Texas and all over the United States to the Texas Capitol today to demonstrate for a reopening of Texas and not allow the reclosing of it, and to expose that the masks themselves are a total fraud and do not protect you. That is all coming up. Meanwhile, red alert. If elected, Joe Biden will sign mandatory mask executive order. I told you, this never ends. This is the medical tyranny. This is the takeover with forced inoculations, with tracker apps on your phones. It's all been announced. I told you it would kill a fraction of the people they said. It's killed 1/25 of what they said. And that's fraudulent numbers. And people that died of gunshot wounds, car wrecks, pneumonia, the flu, cancer. It's all on record. But the very groups that lied to us are now more in charge, saying we're never reopening unless you're a big major corporation. This is a vertical integration and takeover. And Nancy Pelosi has come out and said that you're a coward if you don't wear a mask. Oh, I'm a coward if I don't do what a cult of known criminals tells me to do, when I'm going to show you coming up next segment, even the CDC's website says M95 masks, posing the best, release unfiltered air out. So the idea when they're telling Louis Gohmert, you don't have COVID-19, the state rep from Texas, but the member of Congress, but you might, so wear this. It's not even based in reality. And coming up next segment, we're going to air this video. It's the most powerful I've seen of all the doctors and scientists and journalists and nurses and lawyers and virologists that have gone public. Journalist scolds California officials for excessive lockdowns in epic speech. We're going to be playing this clip of John Ziegler. Again, I'm not gay, But if I was, I'd try to marry John Ziegler. It's a joke, folks. I'm not attracted to him. I'm attracted to his brain. He just annihilates them in 2 minutes. That's coming up for our next segment. And that ties into this sheriff, Washington sheriff on coronavirus law. Don't be a sheep. Here's Pelosi. As I said, Trump is cowardly for not wearing a mask. You're a coward. And Dick Cheney, that lied about WMDs and committed all these crimes, and who wrote in PNAC April 2nd, 2020, that we needed to have a race-specific bioweapon to reduce world population and bring in world government. I'm not kidding. Type in Dick Cheney, PNAC, race-specific bioweapon. He says we should all wear masks, and that if we don't, we're bad people. Well, folks will come out and say, you should be wearing cuffs, not masks. Real men wear masks. No, real criminals wear cuffs. Meanwhile, Black Trans Lives Matter. Thousands of activists marched through London in place of pride celebrations. So it's okay if they march. Just don't march if you're, you know, pro-England or whatever. Why are they promoting black trans everywhere? It's super rare. Because they don't want blacks having children, folks. The whole trans movement was set up at the Tavistock Institute in London and by Alfred Kinsey in the United States to reduce the population and attack the two sexes by confusing sexual identity as to then bring in compulsory sterilization. So that's all this is getting black men to decide that cutting their genitals off is beautiful and wonderful. That's why it's the most precious thing on earth is black trans. That's like just totally magic. Meanwhile, video, BLM vandals assault elderly man, runs to police when the old man fights back and kicks his ass. That video is on InfoWars.com. That's coming up. And our own Savannah Hernandez, co-host of the War Room, well, she went out and peacefully went to an anti-police demonstration Friday night in Austin. She peacefully held up a sign saying Police Lives Matter and held up the name of a black police officer, a black captain, shot and killed protecting a business. And they viciously attacked her, calling her all sorts of racial names. And calling her, of course, the white supremacist and the rest of it because she has brown skin. Meanwhile, because Trump won't go along with the COVID-19 lockdown hoax, Merkel says that we should brace for the U.S. basically not being a world power and no longer existing. But don't worry, BuzzFeed reporter who got Zero Hedge banned on Twitter, fired for plagiarism, but now people are examining his writings. He's written about homoeroticism with small boys as young as 5 and says his dream is to shoot pedo porn. I'm not joking. That's BuzzFeed for you. And they've done a tracking of BuzzFeed. A large portion of their leadership, he was a senior writer, praise the virtues, kind of like Eric Saramala's lawyer. Remember, he put out on his LinkedIn, he bragged to people that his specialty was getting pedophiles national security clearances. But there's, of course, nothing going on here. Meanwhile, Gab CEO, the popular independent, truly libertarian social media site, warns Visa is helping to bring China's social credit score to America. Meanwhile, Europe on alert for unknown radioactive spike detected over Baltic Sea. That is just the first 10 articles or so in one little stack here. But we're going to first, when we come back, get into this amazing video of a man at city council annihilating the fraud. And then he expands from there on how we should take action. And then we'll have Savannah Hernandez being attacked and so much more. And then we're going to look at the latest in Black Lives Matter, which they now admit in the news, almost completely white academics who want to go out and riot and attack things and say, oh, it's for black people. No, you're just criminals claiming that you represent black people. Washington, D.C., targets swarmed by BLM protesters. They repeat a mantra about shutting down businesses and say this incredibly oxymoronic statement that's on InfoWars.com. BLM militants storm D.C. Target store, threatened to shut down businesses if demands not met. Their first demand, and I have the video coming up, is that if you have police in your building or security, and if you call police when we're here, we will never stop coming. Sounds like an ultimatum. Sounds like terrorism to me. And then, as I mentioned earlier, I have a whole stack of the state of California, the state of Texas exemptions admitting there is no law you have to wear a mask. And if you have anxiety or if you have any type of claustrophobia or if you have things like asthma. You don't even need a doctor's note. If you have that, you don't have to wear a mask, and you simply tell the business owner, I have a medical waiver. Now, incredible deception has been engaged in here. I'll tell you about when we get to that, though. How is the media going to try to spin that? I'll explain that coming up as well. But I'm going to show you from the state of California, state of Texas, and a couple other states where it actually says that. So instead of being like this woman that went to Trader Joe's and got kicked out and had a huge fit of the guy that attacked a Walmart employee, have knowledge. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Go in there with the facts. This is all color of law garbage. They know what they're doing is illegal. The poor Walmart worker or Trader Joe's employee is just following orders. Okay, not putting them down because they're getting paid $10 an hour. Let's just say they might not, you know, be leaders. It's up to you to be a leader with all these cult members wearing the mask, the cone of shame, the mark of the slave. And it just comes down to that. We're going to show you that the masks don't protect you. The government's own statistics. We're going to show you it all. And then ask, how do we turn this fraud around? Because you know, as soon as Trump loses, if he does, on November 3rd, they're going to lift the restrictions for a while. They'll bring them back till you take the forced inoculation, till you take the COVID tracking, till you take the little app on your phone, which is the Chinese social credit score. That's what this is a Trojan horse for. Bill Gates.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, welcome back here. In a moment, I'm going to open up a folder for TV viewers, and I'm going to show you the state of California website, state of Texas website, Travis County website, Michigan website, I mean, whatever you want. I got five or six states here. And then I want people to understand, the people perish for lack of knowledge. My wife, she's awesome. She's gotten in arguments with people at the grocery store. I said, honey, bring the state of Texas law. She did it. They leave her alone. This is all part of an educational process. You've got all the other sheep that see you not wearing a mask. They might get in your face. Educate them. I'm going to show you where the government admits the N95 mask does not protect you or protect others. I'm going to show you. Then you ask, well, what is this? It's to destroy confidence and divide the country. It's what the leftist cult has come up with. They want you to get used to following orders. Americans have too many rights and are too uppity. But you've seen all the medical doctors and virologists and scientists. There's been hundreds of videos that have come out that have gotten millions of views. Some 20, 30,000 million. You know, I mean, it's been incredible. I've seen some films with 30 million views. By the time Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all of them ban them. We post them all in the banned video section of banned.video. That's why it's there. And now those very filmmakers have asked us to, hey, replatform our material. And that's what we're doing. But the way that dog hunts, the way people see that truth of head scientists, head doctors, head virologists, right down to nurses, showing the computers, risking their futures to show you HIPAA information, where the people test negative and they say they test positive to get the money. It's all a fraud. But guess who writes the guidelines? John Hopkins wrote the guidelines last year with Bill and Melinda Gates, who fund them, it's on record, for Operation Event 201. Then they set the policy for the WHO, which sets the global policy. It's on record. Got a huge folder on that. But don't believe me. Just type in John Hopkins, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The third link, at least when I checked it last night, was Event 201. Read it. Look at it. Watch the hearings. But what we're really seeing is people all over the country, from Florida to California, from Texas to New York, go and eloquently get before the city councils, whether it's a small city council, whether it's a big city council, whether it's a state house having a hearing, it doesn't matter. Getting in front of these bureaucrats so they know the people are not buying into the propaganda. So a journalist for Mediaite went in on Friday, and he was in California, in the Ventura County Board of Supervisors, and he points out that the local health department doctor has admitted the truth for months that masks don't protect you and that they're a fraud. But now he's saying you should wear masks. He brings that up. Then he brings up that almost no one's died in the county, and that it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 times less than what they said. And that it's all based on a lie. Because, again, why are there no diving boards for 30 years? Lawyers. Why are they getting rid of all the jungle gym equipment? Lawyers. Now they're saying if one person can be saved. I was watching Fox News at about 3:30 today before we went live. I was in there having a cup of coffee. Here in my old Drudge Report coffee cup. And it was Fox News had a lady on going, oh, well, sure, it's not as bad as we thought, but if one elderly person might die, or if you might get somebody sick, just wear a mask or you're not good. See, this is about suspending common sense. There aren't two genders. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. Let convicted pedophiles have drag queen story time. It's about getting you to give in to fraud. Everything Fauci and the NIH and John Hopkins and the UN said was a lie. All of it was a fraud. They sent people with COVID-19 into nursing homes because it's a bad pneumonia for the only group they could kill, and over half the deaths nationwide are in those 10 blue states in old people at nursing homes. They should all be arrested. But instead, they keep the fraud and the hoax going and get more and more power and control because people aren't calling them on it. But it's beginning to happen, and I'm seeing explosive results out there. So this video is on InfoWars.com. It's about halfway down the page now, as it broke yesterday. Please get it and please share it. Journalist scorches California officials for excessive lockdowns in epic speech. Here it is.
After waiting for 2 hours and now getting 2 minutes, I'll get right to the point. This board is pretending that for the last 3 months, your emperor, Dr. Levin, has not been against a mask declaration. Now all of a sudden we're pretending that masks are everything, even forcing speakers to use masks. I would like the board to take a position. Was Dr. Levin wrong for those 3 months? And if he was this wrong, why has he not been removed? Why has he not been fired for being so catastrophically wrong? Or do you not really believe he was wrong? You're just wearing these masks because it is a signal of your great virtue.
Damn!
Damn.
Because for the last 3 months, we have not worn them. And Ventura County has done outstandingly well and continues to do outstandingly well because we are not Los Angeles. We are not New York City. We never were going to be any of those things. Ironically, this is one of the few things Dr. Levin was actually right about. He has been wrong about everything. He is the one who told us we would have 400 to 600 hospitalizations a day. He revised that to 200 to 400 a day. We still haven't reached that in 1 day. We're barely over 200 for the entire ordeal that you guys have put us through. We now are panicked over 51 total hospitalizations in a county with 8 hospitals. Can you people do math? Can you please do basic math and understand where we are on this? This is not a crisis. You, however, have created one. You, in an effort to try to prevent all death, but we've had 43 deaths, have now ended all relevant life. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. And this will never be forgotten. Ever be forgotten. You will all be held accountable eventually, in this life or the next. You all better hope there is no hell, because when you die, that's where you're going. And guess what? You're not going to be dying of COVID either. Thank you.
Now, I know a lot of regular listeners have heard me ad nauseum in the last 6 months say this is about teaching you can't live outside your house, teaching you that your body is bad, teaching you that you need vaccines and contact tracing apps on your phone to live, so you'll be a bubble boy that grows up in a pod hooked into wires into your brain, and that the actual model is that we will soon live in pods and then give up our physical bodies. If I said that on my own, I deserve to be in a mental institution. Let's put on screen the Wall Street Journal last weekend, 8 days ago. Looking forward to the end of humanity, it says that we need to give up our bodies. Silicon Valley has a plan for us to upload in machines, and that because antibiotics don't work anymore and because of COVID-19, we need to have a huge program like the Marshall Plan meets the Manhattan Project to transcend our bodies and to give them up. How did I know all that? Elon Musk has come out and told you that's what they're into. That's what they're doing. And I know it sounds insane, but they're doing it. And the driverless cars and everything's taking over, folks. People look forward to, the new Ford F-150 is driverless. Yeah, that'd be great if you could trust the computer running it that's programmed by the globalists. You can't. It is the rise of the machines. It is Skynet. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have, caught in the current, to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality affordable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your affordable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Necessarily. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Let's hear that one more time.
Unnecessarily. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
When he said that live on ABC News, they cut the feed. We were able to get the feed of it, including the live stream that we saved. But that is just incredible. No one's even called him on it other than the president and independent broadcasts like this. It's just incredible. Imagine if Trump said something like that. Okay, I want to be very calm about what I'm about to cover. It deals with COVID-19. I want to be very, very specific. Because when I'm out on the streets, when I talk to family, they have this question a lot, and I try to explain it to them because it's very, very clear. But I understand people want to think of things as black or white, but this is a little more complex than that. COVID-19 really got my attention back in January of this year. because when I called the head lawyer and scientist and researcher, scientific expert, who had written the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty that became the U.N. World Treaty, he said, no, I've talked to sources. This is a man-made virus out of the Wuhan lab. It's a bioweapon. A few weeks later, it came out in the major Indian scientific universities that have CRISPR gene editing, who could scan it with electron microscopes, that it was 100% man-made, had P-shuttle gene injection points where the HIV delivery system had been welded on, as well as a bunch of other viruses, onto a cold virus, the most common virus, the coronavirus. And he pointed out a 2015 article about lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. Obama and Fauci was over it, allowed the transfer of weaponized coronavirus to communist China because the research here was illegal, was exposed, so they shipped it to China. Now, that was 6 months ago. So I was concerned up front, but no one was talking about it in January here in the U.S. Listeners are like, why are you obsessing over this virus? I saw Bill and Melinda Gates involved in the Event 201, John Hopkins, UN drill, where they talked about 65 million dead, but it brings in world government. The Rockefeller Foundation report, lockstep, from 9 years before that, detailing the plan. And I could see the pre-programming, and I said, look, I don't know how deadly this virus is going to be, but this Indian university is the top university in India. They're obviously big mathematicians and scientists, some of the best. And then the Australian government, U.S. firms, German firms, Dutch firms, the discoverer of HIV, top guy, came out 4 months ago and said, no, it's man-made. You just type in discoverer of HIV says COVID-19 made in the lab. So the paradox was, okay, they're going to hoax it and hype it to shut things down. It's not that deadly. But then why is it man-made, Alex? I just go where the facts are. That if you really look at the numbers of the models they were showing of 3 to 6% dead, we drilled into those and it was less than 1%. That's now confirmed that it's 0.6, according to CDC's latest numbers. So I just talked to mathematicians and scientists and experts. You've heard them all here. I mean, we're talking virologists, you name it, top people, heads of universities. So there is the riddle, though, and the enigma, and the whodunit. Because you can now type in and pull up AP and Reuters and Newsweek, Fauci-funded coronavirus bat research at Wuhan starting in 2013 under Obama. You can pull that up, Newsweek, Fauci-funded Wuhan. And it was specifically this, and then Bill and Melinda Gates, and then they have drills of just this happening a few months before it unfolds. Mama didn't raise a fool, but even a fool can figure this out. There it is, Dr. Fauci back funding for controversial Wuhan lab studying origins of coronavirus. So it now turns out the Australian government financed 6 universities independently this year to scan the virus, and they all said it is conclusively man-made, a chimera, meaning it's multiple virus families. Let me explain, folks. If you're a dog or you're a cat or you're a cow or you're a sheep, you know, it's the same family. Well, viruses are the same. Now, a tiger and a lion are so close, they can interbreed. Their offspring is sterile, a liger. Just like a horse and a donkey can breed, they have a mule that's sterile. Never been a mule that can have babies. The genetics are close enough that they can have a baby, but it can't have babies. It's a mutant. When they look at the coronavirus, it is made up of at least 5 virus families that aren't even related. That's why I got scared in January and February and March and said, I don't know how deadly it's going to be. Looks like the Chinese are staging these lockdowns and welding people in and shooting women at checkpoints. But regardless, Gates is already and up to speed and running this, and Fauci's involved with the Wuhan lab, and all these prestigious scientists that have credibility are publishing the same scan. They scan it, and the discoverer of HIV said it is 100% lab-made. It's like if you saw a Ford hooked up to a Lamborghini. If you chop the front of a Ford off, put a Lamborghini on the back, you'd go, that's a Lamborghini, that's a Ford. I mean, this thing is Frankenstein. So now I get to the big enchilada. I studied it. I looked at it. And about 4 months ago, I figured it out. Wargaming the enemy and how they operate. They love binary weapons. We're going to have the big enchilada in a moment. What is a binary weapon? Well, you give somebody the precursor that they've got to have as the base. Then you hit them with the second part, and that kills you. And they've got systems that are even three, four things it takes to go together. Everybody knows about binary weapons, even in, you know, Marvel Comics or whatever. Joker likes to put one poison in this and one poison in that. That way he's immune from it. He hadn't taken the first poison. So even though he releases a nerve gas, he's already put in your milk or your apple juice the first poison. So when everybody's getting gassed, it doesn't hurt him because he didn't drink the apple juice. That's a binary weapon. Now let me give you the big daddy now. And I've already looked at this in other studies. This is what the Indians found. It's what the Italians found. It's what the French found. It's what the Australians found. It's what the United States scientists found. What the Canadian scientists found. I mean, this is in triplicate, completely confirmed. Remember, Zero Hedge got banned for running stories about it, and they had to bring them back to Twitter because he completely confirmed that it was man-made. You're like, well, wait a minute. Why are you panicking then over a virus you say doesn't really kill a lot of people and it's just a bad pneumonia? But then now you're saying it's this bioweapon. I'm going to explain it. If it's patented, you could never patent a flu virus or a cold virus because they're always mutating. But if you create a new chimera that's a new species of viruses, by splicing them together, you own this whole new world through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, through John Hopkins, through the UN, who have the patents on record for dozens of coronaviruses from bats that can jump to humans from that lab. It was on Italian TV 4 years ago, them bragging how they're doing it. They didn't even hide this stuff because, again, they have to have all the members of it thinking they've done nothing wrong. When you're involved in a criminal conspiracy like this, you hide it in plain view. So when we come back, folks, I'm going to hit the most horrifying information ever. Pictured. This is the Daily Mail. How COVID-19 hijacks human cells and causes them to sprout tentacles. Now let's put the electron microscope photo up for TV viewers of the tentacles, please. Now why is this so important? Because the cold virus family, corona, never has caused cells to grow these tentacles. Two viral families do it. And it's the viruses spliced onto it. So imagine, it's now confirmed that it's spliced, it's made. And why are these tentacles important? Because it keeps the cell alive and the cell doesn't completely die. It lays dormant, releases tentacles to keep getting you sick over and over again, and the cells don't die, and then the cell finally implodes and starts creating cancer. But here's the problem. None of us are going to escape this, folks. I'll explain this when we come back. Its main weapon function is that it's airborne, gain of function, and that it implants in your cells. I'm going to give you the bad news when we come back. I think you're going to really want to tune in for this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original Mega Flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Hive Protein Bar. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new deep specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Something you hadn't really heard before. We don't protest the way the meth head left does. All right, so I want listeners to understand something. I haven't just interviewed all these incredible experts and read thousands of articles and done all this, you know, deep cogitating. I've studied bioweapons and the mindset of the globalists and how they operate. You ever watch the movie JFK, the masterpiece put out by Oliver Stone? Very accurate. When they're down there killing some of the CIA ops in New Orleans to cover up the Kennedy assassination, what are they testing on rats, giving them cancer? Most cancer, this is actually in the literature, it's just the public doesn't know it. Most cancer is viral. And when your immune system gives up to the viruses, it just starts replicating and causes your cells to replicate. Because not all viruses just go have cells reproduce the virus. The virus injects, makes it swell up, pop, and release the viruses. There's electron microscope footage of that going back 30 years. A lot of these viruses go in and they program the cell to produce more cells. It takes over the mitochondria and it starts reproducing. Well, what does Bill Gates' mRNA new vaccines that they've got 20-something trials. It was 7 trials. Now it's 20-something trials, I checked last night. It goes into the nuclei of the cell and programs it to create proteins and controls replication. They have a name for it. It's called cancer. So again, folks, you better learn about biology real quick. So I'm the one up here saying, look, I think this is a hoax. I don't think it kills that many people. We got the numbers. We've been proven right about that. But I said what it does do is have incredible gain of function. There has never been a virus that spreads faster than this and that lives this long out in the open air. And that's in the studies. And I don't just go off the fake announcements where they go, oh, 2.5 million dead, real number, 100,000. You can go find the numbers. Or, you know, everybody dying of COVID. You go look at the actual numbers. They're dying of gunshot wounds and car wrecks. There's still local collection of data. We're getting real numbers. Kind of like black-on-white crimes, 10 to 1. You hear whites are killing blacks everywhere, but the FBI statistics are there. It's 10 to 1 black-on-white. Not attacking black folks. It's just true. So I pulled back from this, and I studied how the globalists have operated before, and I went, they're obsessed with binary weapons, where they put something in you that then embeds in you, and then they bring in something later that triggers it. And that's what made it really interesting about SV40 that they put in all the polio vaccines that gave the government admits 98 million Americans cancer. They estimate over 10 million died. Look this up. Just type in SV40 killed millions of Americans. You'll get congressional reports online. I mean, it's amazing. That came out in the 70s. So they constantly do this. This is not an accident. And it's not the whole government. It's these criminal scientists that are eugenicists that can get away with it. Cold Springs Harbor, Planned Parenthood. They literally created Hitler. Look into it. So I'm pulled back looking at all this, and I'm like, what does it do? It's got gain of function. It's got the HIV delivery system, not HIV, the delivery system. And it's got smallpox, and it's got the flu, and it's got something close to herpes that attacks the testicles. This thing is a weapon. So we're all sitting back going, hey, it's not actually killing that many. Why are they then saying wear masks? Why are they saying... Because they're the ones that engineered it at Wuhan when it was illegal in the U.S. That's in the news. That's confirmed. They're the ones that were getting caught doing it, whether it leaked out or they released it on purpose. Look at the timing. Trump, they couldn't impeach. All this was happening. They're using it to lock the country down. I believe they released it on purpose. But regardless, it was made artificially. And now they've got viruses so sophisticated, it's not just 5 viruses in one. They can implant genetic code in the viruses that go into the cells and program them to carry out a function. And it's so advanced, maybe only 2 labs in the United States and nowhere else can even know what it does. So just like big tech's a Trojan horse and tracks and controls you, and just like everything else is a Trojan horse, and just like if you go back to the 60s, the cancer virus is being put in the vaccines on purpose, would go into cells, embed themselves, create viral plaques. They could do the engineering back then, but they could test so many generations on rats and pigs that are close to humans, at least in the response, to finally get it to work. And then sometimes they would lose the lightning in a bottle, and it wouldn't, I mean, it was hit and miss. That they would implant the cells with the cancer viruses. And the Russian government did it to their people. Our government did it to ours. It's part of a UN agreement. Look that up. And so I thought, I bet it's the same as it used to be. I bet this embeds in the cells. I bet it creates what they call a zombie cell. I said this on air many times. And I bet then it will then offshoot what they call tentacles, but has a technical name right here, that will then embed in the body and wait till a certain chemical or trigger is released. Now, back in the 60s, it was when your hormones went down in a man or woman after 60 or so. It was hormonally connected, so when the hormone wasn't there, they would trigger. After you'd done your work, they didn't want to pay your pension. That was how it was designed. And now it turns out this isn't just to kill old people. It is to kill old people. The damn thing is a carrier that goes in, and I'm going to explain something. You're not going to wear a mask and escape this. That's why they want to act like, oh, COVID, oh, wear a mask, oh, we're going to protect you, oh, take an inoculation, ha, ha, ha. Because I'm sad to announce to everybody, they just hit us with a soft kill weapon. All the evidence is overwhelming. And then they're going to hit us down the road with the vaccines that have the adjuvants and the trigger chemicals to actually trigger the cancer and then give us the cancer. Just like they did my grandmother. These people are monsters. So if you did one thing in your life, go to InfoWars.com. We have a link to the Daily Mail article and read it for yourself, because it's everything we told you, everything we said, and what this looked like and what we were trying to understand. It spread super fast, so all of you are guilty, all of you are suspect, all of you are bad, and all of you get implanted with it. Then they release another adjuvant or another viral trigger that releases it to start replicating cancer, and Bill Gates admits his new vaccine goes in and triggers proteins in the cells and takes control of them, which is exactly what this already is. Now, I'm not sure how it all integrates together, but we know what they're doing, and I think listeners have figured out over the years listening. I do deep research. I know what I'm talking about. I've studied the enemy, and I know I'm right about this. But regardless, COVID-19 superpower is that it spreads really, really fast. So everybody can be guilty. So everybody's got to be tracked and traced. And so as you get tested, oh, everybody's bad. We're going to keep the country closed. Even though it's killing record low levels, it's less than 1% at 0.6 right now. Or 0.6. And that's with all the old people they're hitting and all the fake numbers. But Bill Gates is laughing because he knows, ladies and gentlemen, that within this super weapon, and within all the RNA sandwiched in there, that there's little added Easter eggs, little goodies for you and your family. And all I can tell you is you better get vitamin D, you better get zinc, you better get vitamin C, you better cleanse yourself, because all that can defeat this, and your cells can kick this crap out with PQQ and CoQ10, and it's all on record. But they didn't fire blanks here, folks. They kill you softly. They hit you with a soft kill weapon, and that's why they're laughing. All right, look, I'm going to start the next hour. I said I'd give the number out, and I will do that. But I want to go ahead and read the Daily Mail article of the University of California researchers and what they actually said about this. You've heard me lay it out. Now I'm going to lay out what they told you. And they all know damn well this is man-made. And so are we going to punish the people that did this? Because I could sit here and show you 100 articles out of mainstream news how this is man-made now. Well, then how about the people like Fauci and Bill Gates that openly funded this and did this? And even scientists in 2015 said it's wrong, and it was in the scientists and the AP that it was wrong. And now we're here with what they warned of hitting us, and the very people that engineered all the heroes, we've got to do with exactly what they say. That is BS.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.